Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this, our look at Wall Street for Wednesday, January 20th. Today, the big four banks, the most political of creatures. Then, no economic reports today, as all eyes in Washington turn to the inauguration. All that and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, coming right up. Well, the big four American banks, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan Chase, are the beating heart of this country's financial system. They are the primary instruments through which the Federal Reserve, and to an extent, even the U.S. Treasury, implement their monetary policies. And over the course of the last few financial crises, they have become increasingly reliant on the political structure in this country to bail them out if they should get into financial trouble. We saw this most recently in the case of Citigroup, which was bailed out during the great financial crisis of 2008 and 9. And to act as if this is not the case is just to ignore one of the basic tenets of our financial system. The big four banks are well beyond merely too big to fail. They are increasingly the instruments of financial policy of the country. So imagine my surprise when I read that these same banks have significantly reduced their loan loss provisions because of a more optimistic, quote-unquote, view of this economy. Now, the loan loss provisions for these banks is the amount that they set aside for anticipated bad loans. These are credit card, mortgages, consumer and industrial loans of all kinds, which the bank projects may stop their payments in the month ahead. And all four of the banks announced in their earnings report released over the last couple of days that they are dramatically reducing the amount that they've put aside for these bad loans. In other words, happy days are here again, and this economy must be turning better and better. At least, that's how every major financial newspaper in this country reported the story. And as much as I hate to, I'm afraid that we'll have to rain on this parade. Now, there are few, if any, current indications that this economy is gaining significant momentum to see these kinds of cuts in loan loss reserves. Altogether, the big four banks reduced their projected loan loss by over $5 billion, an amount in excess of their total reserves just a year ago. Now, such euphoria seems totally unjustified. Unless the bank sees something else, another factor which will cause their expenses to drop. And unless I miss my mark, that's exactly what they're seeing in the inauguration of Joe Biden and his Treasury Secretary-designate, Janet Yellen. This country has seldom seen a bigger couple of fiscal doves. In her tenure at the Federal Reserve, Ms. Yellen proved to be more than accommodative to any monetary stimulus or bailout that might come along. Witness Yellen's low interest rate policy way back in the mid-1990s, or her defense of the cumulative $3 trillion in Fed stimulus back in 2013, and that was well before the current round of COVID-19 stimulus. The point is that this reduction in Citigroup's, Wells Fargo, B of A's, and J.P. Morgan loan loss provision is most certainly not based on economic optimism, but it is based on political optimism. After all, with the new Biden administration performing as the ultimate backstop, the chances are that future loan losses will be handled by Uncle Sam and not the Big Four. It's strictly political. Now, there were no major economic releases today, as Washington is focused on that inauguration. In earnings, upbeat news from investment banker Morgan Stanley, with so-so results from Bank of New York Mellon, U.S. Bank Corp., United Healthcare, and Procter & Gamble. And that's our look at Wall Street for Wednesday, January 20. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.